got an email here, Dave. This is from Fred and Scott, just emailed us, and they said, "Hi there, Dr. Chris, I have a question. If you hold a sheet of paper in two fingers at one end so it curls downwards, why does it lift up if you then blow along the top side?" Let's see where to go.
So Chris is holding the piece of paper and he's blowing it. And
okay, it is lifting up, but why?
Okay, so what happens, if you blow air over a curved surface, it tends to stick to that surface. It's called the Cassandra effect. And if you imagine it sticking to the surface, if the paper's bending downwards, it's going to pull that air downwards. And if you push something, it pushes you back. So if the paper's pushing the air downwards, the air's going to push the paper upwards and it's going to lift up. It's actually exactly the same principle as how wings fly. They push the air downwards, so the air pushes them up, and so the plane can fly. I've got a question here for you, Chris, from Dane Winton in Australia.
Just before you sort of go on to that, I was going to ask you, this is the same as, you know, when you see people doing that really cool thing and you get a hairdryer and a ping pong ball and you drop the ping pong ball into the hairdryer with the airstream pointing upwards and the ball just bobs around in the jet stream. I mean, that's the Cassandra effect, isn't it?
Yeah, the same thing. When the ball comes off to one side, the air will stick to it, bend round, go off in the same direction as the ball is, which will push the ball back into the stream. It stays in the stream all the time.